some harmony. Unity. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's hour number two, the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, bar none. My very special guests are Pastor Lindsay Williams and Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from biocarehospital.com. Now, it's occurred to me, of course, that throughout the 20th century, at the very least, there have been discoveries of a medical nature that people just don't even realize even exist because they get covered up. Cancer cures, degenerative disease treatments and things like that that are really, really effective and incredibly cheap. And they're being discovered all over the place, to my knowledge. And yet, what happens is, once you make one of these discoveries, if it goes public and you're in, say, the United States or another Rothschild-controlled company, otherwise known as a country, you will quite likely get your office raided and your documents and your research and what have you confiscated, not in spite of the fact that you've cured people, but because of the fact that you've cured people. There is a massive suppression syndrome going on in the medical field, let me assure you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're doing the right thing, you will tick off the wrong people. And I also wanted to ask this of you yourself, Dr. Rodriguez, is have you ever actually received any threats or other forms of scumbaggery because of the fact that you're actually curing diseases that are curable, yet most doctors think that they're not?
Well, I don't think I have been myself subject to any sort of questioning or harassment in that area. Actually, I have been invited to many places to see patients or to lecture about some of my, let's call, philosophical views of how medicine should be done and how medical care has to be approached. No, I personally not. But I have been involved helping some other colleagues that have been harassed, that's the word, because of the type of work that they're doing in the United States and in other countries, in Australia specifically, and where I'm called to testify or to talk about what are the views. And I think one of the major defenses is that when you do things that are just natural, I mean, it's difficult for anybody to really be able to build a case against all these modalities. And you're right. Many of these things are much less expensive than many of the treatments that we do every day. And I really hope and I really look forward to how things are going to be changing. You know what? Every time we take our money, because it's really our people. Things are going to change because of people, never because of government, many because even the medical field. It's because of people. Every time we go to the supermarket and we buy organic food, it's a simple example. You're making a point. You're telling your politicians, you're telling your doctors, you're telling everybody that you understand that this is important and that's the direction you're going to go. Every time you stop doing, you drink water instead of a soda pop, you're making a point. The only reason why all these industries are so powerful is because they use our money. So the more we are consumers of anything that's thrown at us, instead of being a much more informed consumer and buy foods that are better with our biology and eat more vegetables and teach our children what to do and do supplementation and buy organic foods. Every time we do this, we're working not only on our behalf, but we're letting them know that we're serious about our intention to go where we feel we're going to be taken care of and safer. So I think people should really think of that. And many people say, well, you know, I went to this fast food chain because it was fast, because it was on the way, etc. Well, you're spending money that they're going to use against you. And they're using your own money. So I feel that we should be more careful about what we do, because that they will listen to. You see? That they will listen. I have a very, very good friend of mine that she always says, politicians never see the light, but they can feel the heat. So every time you object to something, or we decide to take our money to a different place, things are going to change.
Well, let's hope things change. Now, Pastor Lindsay Williams, I also wanted to get you on this. How have the elite actually ever divulged to you any conspiracies in the medical field, or are you mostly just abreast to the oil and financial news?
Vinny, over the 37 years that I have had the privilege, by the providence of God, of knowing these individuals years ago, they have confided in me about many, many things, not only oil, not only finance, but the health field. That's the reason that I'm here today at IBC Hospital, is because one of them came here. And they said, Lindsay, this is where you need to go. Let me point out something that many people may have been aware of, but you'll find it very interesting. President Ronald Reagan, while he was in the White House, developed colon cancer. And he did not use radiation. He did not use chemotherapy. They did not operate on him. There was a substance that was illegal to be brought in the United States of America. It's just a natural item that comes from a plant. And Ronald Reagan knew. They do. They know so many things that they don't tell the average person. Ronald Reagan knew about it. He imported it, brought it into the United States of America, even though it was illegal to be sold in this country, illegal to be brought in the country, but being president, he could do it. He took it, and he had no reoccurrence of his colon cancer. Now, this elite friend of mine had cancer. He didn't know what I have, but he said, your immune system can be built down there. Now, Dr. Rodriguez has over and over and over described how they build the immune system so that the body can take care of itself. And we don't use the word cure, because after all, the immune system takes care of itself. No doctor is able to cure anything, really. You just show a way so it can be taken care of. Now, this individual knew that I had something, and he said, Lindsay, this is a place to go. Have you ever wondered why some of the elite are the age they are and are still doing as well as they do? Daddy Bush, understand, about 90 years of age. Henry Kissinger, 90 years of age this year. They're still just as healthy as can be. There are things that these people know that the average person doesn't know, and things that aren't allowed sometimes in the country. So, yes, they have confided in me about many, many things, but the things, the health factor is something I have never dealt with before. Normally, radio talk show hosts aren't that interested in this sort of thing. I am so glad that because I was actually here at the IBC hospital, that I've had the opportunity to ask a talk show host such as you, Vinny, will you allow me to come on your program and let Dr. Rodriguez explain some of these things? So I consider it a privilege to know many things like this, and trying my best to help the public to know also, Vinny.
I was interviewed by a mainstream media reporter not too many months ago, and I think we were talking about chemtrail activity. And he said to me, you know, how could the elite do this anyway? And I speculated that, well, you know, I guess these people are getting hit by those same chemical compounds and everything too. However, I bet you they've got access to a heck of a lot more advanced medical treatments than the rest of us slave serf scum do. So, yeah, they probably don't even care. I don't know what your perspective is on that, Dr. Rodriguez, about how people like to poison themselves because they know they've got access to a cure or something.
Well, one thing is for sure, and I'd like to tell you this. People that are in certain positions, and I have been fortunate to know many people that are in the political arena or the entertainment industry, book writers. I've met many people that have the possibility to do more for themselves. And I could tell you that one common denominator, and I'm sure that Pastor Williams will agree on this, these are people that not only follow the stock market, not only follow all these indicators, but they really keep an eye on their health. These are the type of people that have some regular checkups, talk to people, and many times not necessarily a physician, but they talk to people that are going to help them with diets, trainers, people that are going to see, to take a good look at them and help them to achieve optimum performance, optimum biological performance, not necessarily medical, in the sense that we discuss medicine every day. We have grown up to think that medicine is, I do whatever, and when I get sick, I go to see the doctor, he's going to give me a prescription, and I'm going to get well. That's not medicine, unfortunately. And that's the what we're doing day in, day out, most people in America. No, these people are a lot more careful. They take a better look at what they eat, at what they do, and if something, they normally eat much better. They normally take care of the type of supplies they give to their own body and do the type of exercising they need to be in good shape. And you just have to take a look at them. I mean, you see, Pastor Williams was mentioning Henry Kissinger. I mean, this is a man that if nothing else, I mean, we all attested to the fact that we never saw an old man. Never. I remember him on the news and papers and going here and there and talking to world leaders and being across the world every 2 days. And he never looked fatigued. He never looked in bad shape. I remember, for example, some of the news that we had talking about Ronald Reagan, for example, when Ronald Reagan embarked on an overseas trip, they would start changing his schedule from 2-3 days before. So by the time he got, let's say, to China or to Germany, his body was already halfway there. They were working with his sleep itinerary, with his feeding times, etc. So by the time he got there, he didn't have that shock that could accompany this sort of travel. So I can tell you that people that are at the top are much more careful than the vast majority of us. And that's important. You know what? You know why? Because when you have the responsibility to lead, you need your own health more than anything else. It wouldn't be good for any of these people to be sick, or they would be out of the game immediately, and they know it. So one of the big assets that they have, but we all have, I mean, there's not one single person that cannot consider his biggest asset his own self. You're not going to do anything if you don't have your own self. And the only way you're going to really take advantage of you is if you are healthy and performing. And that's what we're talking about. So when we see people, when we talk to patients, I immediately take a good look and say, what do we have to do to make this body function better, be healthier, etc.? I mean, let alone of the disease. I know, as I told you before, there's a lot of wisdom. We were built with a lot of wisdom within us. And just many times by providing the environment, the nutrition, these things, the body starts looking for the healing procedures. The body knows how to do it. And in a hospital like this, we have the advantage, I told you, that you're going to wake up to an enema. Why are you going to wake up to an enema? Because I want to cleanse you. I want to take all this garbage out of your body. I want your body to perform. And then you're going to have your very nutritious breakfast, your organic food, and then you're going to have your intravenous supplementation and treatment modalities like the alivisatas, like chelation therapy, things that are going to cleanse and improve your immunity, things that are going to make you function better and being stronger and stronger. Because I want you, it makes my day when I walk in your room and you say, I feel great. You see, and I always tell people, you know what? You don't have to take it from me. The day you go back home and you go back to the office, people are going to say, what did you do? You look so much better. Not, at least we're not doing cosmetic surgery, which we could. I mean, we can do it in the hospital. But it's not. That's not the case. I don't want you to look good because I did something like that. I want you to look good because your body is better. Your body has come back a few years back and give you that sort of performance.
Well, it's how exactly do you operate this hospital there? I mean, if the whole medical system itself isn't really aligned with that kind of thinking, how is it that you've managed to stand out and stay alive? We'll talk about this after the break. Every single time I ask a question, a frickin' break comes in. God, that's annoying. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Don't you go anywhere. Half a million ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guests are Pastor Lindsay Williams and Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Where exactly do we go from here, I wonder? Just exactly how have you come through your career, Dr. Rodriguez, to create this hospital? Were you once a very conventional doctor doing all the normal things, prescribing drugs, and then changed your mind at some point in your life, or had you always been trying to do this kind of work?
Well, let me tell you, I was very fortunate because I was raised in a very traditional family where my father worked and my mother took care of the house, and which was a luxury that we hardly can afford today. We used to have a housewife cooking, preparing foods from scratch, and feeding the children and the family. That's a luxury that, unfortunately, that's one, the beginning of some of our problems that we, many people cannot afford because everybody has to work to meet the needs, the financial needs of the family. But that was on one hand. On the other hand, both my parents were very intuitive about health. My father was an accountant. And I remember my father telling my mother, time to time, remarks about the food that was put at the table. And he would say, I don't want you to give red meat to children that often, because it's not good for the children. I don't know how he got all this knowledge, but he used to say that. He used to say, they need to eat more legumes, they need to eat more grains, they need to eat more of this. Soda pop was absolutely forbidden. I mean, we could not even sneak out and get one because we knew we'd be in big problem with my father. sugars and that type of thing were out of the question. So if you wanted anything like a dessert or something like a sweet, well, they would give you an orange, and they would give you a full orange. So you peel the orange and you eat it, or you get a banana, or you get an apple, something like that. And that, of course, gives you, it helps you a lot, because, of course, I have never really been sick in my life. I'm 69 years old, and I have really never had any serious problem with my health, and which I, again, have to thank my parents for it. But then when I went to medical school, I was, as you said, kind of a classic doctor in medical school. And when I finished, I did my internship in Canada. I was very proud of that. And then I went into a very, very technical medical specialty, which is nuclear medicine. And when I started doing nuclear medicine, after I finished, I had been invited already to New York, to St. Louis, Missouri, to Germany, to do different type of trainings. And I really felt proud of what I had done. And then there's this group that were the owners of an alternative medicine clinic in Tijuana. And I was called to help them to get the nuclear medicine set up. I came with the condition that I would not be here more than 6 months, that I was very happy with what I was doing, and because they were my friends, I would be happy to help them to get everything up and to help them find somebody to run the place. And while I was in those 6 months, the clinic was working with Letril back in the 1970s. I'm talking of 1976. The clinic was working with Letril, and then there was a request from the U.S. Congress to submit cases treated with Letril where you could really prove that they had improved. So I was asked, why don't you take a look at your scans and tell us which cases are the best? So I went through the scans and checked everything out, and then I picked the cases that I thought were very good, unquestionably doing much better, that were really to brag about and to use as some proof that this therapy was working. But when I started reviewing all these files, it came across that most of the cases came from one single physician in that clinic. The clinic had about five doctors. Most of the cases came from just one doctor. And it took me like half a second to go to her office. The minute I realized this, she was a lady doctor. I went immediately back to her office and I said, look, this is what I'm finding. These are the results that I found. Most people were in your office. So obviously you know something the rest of us don't. And she answered with one word. She said nutrition. And to be honest, my immediate comment was, oh, come on, don't tell me that because of nutrition, you're going to cure cancer. And she started showing me. She started showing me what she did. She really knew a lot. She had a knowledge on homeopathics. She had knowledge about herbals and herbal extracts and, yes, nutrition and all these modalities. And I started going with her just like every day to her office to see how she saw and what she did. And I became more and more interested because I was really impressed. On the other hand, let me tell you that by that point in my career, I was already having second thoughts about what we were doing with really with cancer. Because in nuclear medicine, you see the diagnosis of cancer. And then when you go to the meetings and you talk to all the oncologists, and you really see that there is not really one way to treat a cancer. I mean, if you have cancer and you go to Sloan Kettering, they're going to give you one protocol. If you then fly to MD Anderson, they might give you another one. If then you go to Berkeley, they might give you another one. And if you have appendix, no matter where you go, no matter where you go in the world, they're going to tell you you have to have an appendectomy, which means we know how to cure it. But when one reputable place gives you one treatment, and in the other building they tell you something different, it means we don't really know how to cure cancer, which is really the bottom line. We, as humankind, still are fighting to find a cure for cancer. So I was disappointed about that. And I used to make the comment, if I ever get cancer, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know what I'm not going to do, and I'm not going to do this sort of therapy, which is devastating for people, and that at the end of the day, it really didn't accomplish anything. So I worked with this lady more and more, and I was so enthusiastic about it that she proposed me as a medical director. What was going to be 6 months ended up being 5 years. And after 5 years, with all the team of people that we were working together since 1976, we decided we needed a place where we could do what we wanted to do, detoxification and enemas and fasting and the type of diets that we needed and the type of intravenous solutions that we wanted, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how BioCare Hospital was purposely built and opened in 1985. And since 1985, we're working out of the same building.
So how long has this hospital been running for?
How long? I didn't get it.
How long have you been running your hospital here?
Oh, since 1985. This hospital has been since 1985. On the other hand, if you want to be a pediatrician, well, after medical school, you go to a pediatric hospital. If you want to be an obstetrician, well, after medical school, you go to an obstetrics clinic. But if you want to do complementary medicine, if you want to do alternative medicine, there is not such a place. So what we started doing is taking turns and going to different places. And we had one of us, let's say, flying to Australia because there used to be a very good Chinese acupuncturist there. I'm talking of 1980. Or going to the Netherlands to see a technique on medical microscopy, or going to different places to learn different modalities and get help from other people. We have worked with engineers, with chemists, with other people to help us sort out the answers for our patients. Some of the modalities are highly technical, like whole body hyperthermia. So we were taking advantage of people that we knew, like in the open heart surgery world, in the highly technological world of medicine, to get the type of machines and the type of procedures that we wanted and work with people to get all these modalities going. And lately, for example, I would say in the last 3-4 years, stem cell therapy has come about, and we're very enthusiastic about what stem cell therapy can do. Now, the stem cell therapy that we do has nothing to do with embryonic cells. I wouldn't touch that. I wouldn't go close to it for two reasons. One, because of ethical reasons, but the other is because I don't think that is the answer. But God knows how to put things in order. And one of the great things that has come to light is that we used to think that stem cells we only produce when we were a fetus. No, it turns out that we keep doing stem cells all throughout our lives. And we can find them in mesenchymal tissue, like the fat under the skin, in the bone marrow, or even in peripheral blood. So if I take, let's say, if I take this minute a blood sample from your own vein, I can separate stem cells and I can put them together, I can excite them so they become more active, and I will inject them back into your body. Now, when I use this, which is called autologous stem cell, in which the same person, autologous means that the donor is the recipient. You give the cells that you're going to receive. Now, to do this successful, You remember that when you're going to have laboratory work, the laboratory always tells you you have to fast overnight. The fasting limits the amount of fats and certain proteins in the blood and makes it easier to separate blood components. That's why the laboratory always asks you to fast before making laboratory testing. Well, we do a longer fast and a different type of fast because we really want to be able to take the stem cells out of your system. And we could get active white blood cells, for that matter, like the killer cells that we do in cancer, and produce dendritic cells that can be given back to the person as if it were a vaccine, injecting small amounts under the skin every so often to keep your immune system active. But in the case of stem cells, we separate the stem cells, we concentrate them, we produce a solution, and we inject it back into your body to restore and help a lot of functions that many times we thought, I'm getting old. You see, that's one of the big problems also of modern medicine. You go to the doctor and you say, you know what, doctor, I don't feel as energetic. And say, you're getting old. Well, and I have a little bit of high blood pressure. Well, yes, that's because of your age. Well, and I feel this. Everything they blame on aging. And if you read the Bible, you're going to say that, no, we were not meant to be sick and suffering. We were meant to function well. And at the end of our lives, then things are going to happen. But we don't have to live. I mean, people live from the 40s and 50s on medication for the rest of their lives because there is no cure, period. And that's what I tell many, many people. I mean, have you ever noticed that when you go to see the doctor and he gives you a prescription, you say, how long am I going to take it for? The doctor always says, forever. No matter how long you're going to live, 20 years, you have to take it because we're going to control, quote, unquote. They never tell you, you know, if you follow this pathway, you can conquer diabetes, you can conquer high blood pressure, you can conquer all these things and be healthy again. No, we always give them medication. And to make it worse, that medication many times has side effects that will require other medication. And very soon, you see people that take 10, 15, 20 tablets a day, and many times much, many more. So that's what we do. I'm really enthusiastic about what I do. I really love the results. And the only thing I'd like to see is people doing a lot more preventative, people being aware of how much potential you have within your power to be healthy, to be functional, and to have a long, long, healthy life. Believe it or not, I don't like to see sick people. But I love people that call me and ask questions and ask for guidance on how they can keep on doing that.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
The world we knew is gone. The conditions which framed and taught us our standards have gone. Our needs are now different, and our aims. We'll be right back.
and gentlemen, to the Finney Eastwood Show. It's our final segment here with Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez and his patient, Pastor Lindsay Williams. He's been doing remarkably little of the talking, considering how many times he's been on the interviews. Okay, well, we only have one final segment here, guys, and what I would like to do is offer you the opportunity to say some things that maybe you don't normally talk about. Perhaps it doesn't come up in the conversation ordinarily. Perhaps you're afraid to say it. Perhaps maybe people might judge you for talking about it. Is there anything of that nature that you'd really like to discuss? Anything that's on your mind of great importance to you?
Let me tell you something that I feel gives people the opportunity to say either I want to know more or I don't think this is going in the right direction, whatever. I don't want this to be a one-way conversation at all. One thing that I think is important for people to know is that we have a website, and that website has a way to communicate directly to me on an email. I welcome emails. I welcome comments. I welcome questions. I don't need to know who you are, and I'm never going to charge you anything. But I really feel that this is kind of a crusade. We have to know more. We have to spread the word. We have to let people find out and ask questions. So I would ask anybody that's listening to this show to go to www.biocarehospital.com. You go to the site, and then you click for a question. And you can say whatever. You can tell me your comments. You can ask a question. You can say, I'm with this sort of a health problem. Is there anything I can do? Very easy. You can say about anything that's health-related. I answer all my emails personally, and I really think that that's kind of a duty. Same as Pastor Williams has sharing with people what he knows about things for the future in terms of financial or oil or these things that matter to all of us, the same way I want you to have somewhere to go and ask a medical or health-related question and know that you're going to have an honest-to-God answer. I will help you out. I'll be happy to do that. I will guide you to reading. I will guide you to things to do that are very easy. And again, this is completely free of charge. I want people to know that we're in this mainly because we believe in this. And because I know that if we made a radical change in what we eat and how we live and decided to stop smoking as a nation and just being a little bit more careful about how we live, I can tell you that in the next 10 years, cancer rate is going to drop to one half. So this is absolutely preventable. What I don't like about what I do is see people with deadly diseases that could have been prevented and nobody told them. And again, I don't want to see you as a patient, but I would love to see you as a friend. And I have many people that I talk to on the street and or find in places, and they say, Dr. Rodriguez, thank you very much. You told me about vitamin E, or you told me about my mother, and we took your advice, and she did better, etc. That really makes my day. That really that's what I love. And I think, same as Pastor Williams says, Pastor Williams is always talking about how grateful he is for the opportunity to know what he knows, because he has been able to share all this information with the people. And same for me. I have been doing all this work and all this research, and wouldn't really serve any purpose if I were not willing to share it with anyone that comes around. So please make sure that you write down that web page, and if you have any question, please drop the question. If you happen to find anyone you know, a friend, or anybody for that matter, and makes a comment and you think might get a benefit from asking a health question, give them the site so they can ask their question. But one thing I can tell you, you have a friend in here and a health advisor that will always be happy to help you.
Vinny, every person in the listening audience for American Freedom Radio today will at some point in their life need International BioCare Hospital and Health Center. I would like to beg you to please, you have pencil and paper there, please jot down that toll-free number. All over the United States of America, even though the call is answered in Mexico, please jot this number down. It's toll-free. The number is 1-800-701-7345. Again, that's 800-701-7345. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to talk with the person that answers the phone and ask them for their beautiful multicolor booklet, which is 58 pages long. It mentions the different treatments that are given. It talks about the hospital. You'll see beautiful pictures. Now, maybe you say, I don't have cancer right now today. I don't have heart disease today. No, but you may tomorrow. I didn't think 6 months ago there'd be anything wrong with me either. In fact, I've been so healthy that probably for 25 to 30 years I haven't been to a doctor. When I got sick, I got so sick, I thought I was going to die. I called Dr. Rodriguez. I've been told where to call. Now, please, ask them for their 58-page brochure. You will need it for a friend or a neighbor who may have cancer, heart problems, degenerative diseases of some type. You may need it yourself. At some point, you will. Again, their toll-free number, 1-800-701-7345, and ask them for their beautiful 58-page brochure. They will also send you some things on the Alvisartos treatment if you want it. You will need this at some point in your life. And, Vinny, it has been a privilege today. You asked me, you said a moment ago, Pastor Williams has been kind of quiet today. Listen, with the wisdom and the knowledge of Dr. Rodriguez, I can't do anything but be quiet. I mean, this man has such knowledge and intuition, information. I had to be quiet and let him talk today. So, folks, let me beg you again, please, even though you may not need it right this second, please get this beautiful brochure from International BioCare Hospital and Health Center. Once again, I just don't know how to say enough. You are going to need this, especially when Obamacare fails next year. 800-701-7345 or on the web, www.biocarehospital.com. Where have you ever heard the director, the founder, and a man of this wisdom as he sought off for speaking engagements around the world? Where would you ever find a man of this quality to be able to say, will you please contact me personally?
Well, you know, you'd probably have to search far and wide. And it occurs to me that most of the American friends that I've had have noticed the great difference of when you go outside of the United States, just how much easier it is to get along with people and talk to people and get business done and things like that. Because basically people are willing to open the doors of the shop even when the shop is closed, as it were. And I am very grateful to the both of you for coming on the show with me today. And I very much hope that, Pastor, you're feeling a lot better and you'll be back to full steam ahead as soon as humanly possible. And I'm sure with the expertise of Dr. Rodriguez there, I don't think there's any other possible way to go. So thank you very much.
Well, Vinny, if you want a personal endorsement of the BioCare Hospital, of a person who has actually been here and gotten well as a result of it, please go to lindseywilliams.net, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, williams.net. You will find a lengthy endorsement information about the hospital, pictures. And, Vinny, thank you personally for the privilege of trusting me enough to let me have Dr. Rodriguez and I on together today on your program.
All right. And Dr. Rodriguez, thank you. Thank you as well. It's been a great honor and a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the privilege.
Mm-hmm. Now, the website, ladies and gentlemen, is biocarehospital.com. That's biocarehospital.com. That toll-free number, again, is 1-800-701-7345. That's 1-800-701-7345. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you're feeling better, and we hope everything will turn out all right in the end. Apparently, it all does, and if it's not all right, then it's not the end. We'll see you again sometime.